Let's have fun and explore the zenith straight up. This week, two cool items hover directly overhead, which is actually very unusual. For most places in America, no bright star ever reaches their zenith. But our latitude has three. In midwinter, the brilliant star Capella is at our zenith, and right now we see the other two. And yes, only stars can reach the zenith. From nowhere in the continental U.S. does the moon or sun or any planet ever get straight up. These nights, the brilliant blue star Vega is directly overhead as darkness falls. Between 7:30 and 8 p.m., it hovers within 4 degrees of the zenith. You can't miss it. Be sure to say Vega and not Vega. This star was originally Wega, which means a falling eagle. Vega is incredibly fast spinning, though 3 times the sun's diameter. It whirls around in less than a day. And guess what? Its pole of rotation points in our direction. We are Vega's North Star. In 12,000 years, it will return the favor and become our North Star. Exactly 2 hours later, meaning between 9:30 and 10 p.m., a different star stands straight overhead. It's not as bright, but it too hovers within a mere 4 degrees of the exact zenith. This is Deneb, which marks the straight-ahead direction as Earth and our Sun whirl through space. We will arrive at Deneb's current position 1 million years from now, although Deneb will no longer be there. Vega's only 25 light-years away, but Deneb may be 3,000 light-years distant, possibly the farthest naked-eye star. For it to appear as bright as it does means it's the most luminous of all stars. If it were located where Vega sits, it would be nearly as bright as the full moon. You can catch both stars at one sitting around 8 p.m. when Vega is straight up and Deneb is the second highest bright star. This is cool astronomy made easy. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.